With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. We are learning more now about a major new development in Donald Trump's trial in New York. The judge there, Juan Merchan, sending a letter to the attorneys on both sides about a posting on the Unified Court System's public Facebook page. The comment stated, quote, "My cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted." Well, despite his conviction by the New York jury, Donald Trump leads Joe Biden by 5 points in a new survey of Georgia voters. Here's Bob Agnew.
49% of respondents to a Quinnipiac University poll say they would vote for former President Trump in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup, while 44% say they would vote for Biden. Independent voters are evenly split, 45% each for Biden and Trump. Trump gains an additional point over Biden in a hypothetical six-candidate race. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Secret Service says security plans for the Republican National Convention are being determined still, as protesters have criticized restrictions they claim will violate free speech. Some 30,000 visitors likely in Milwaukee when Donald Trump slated to become the GOP's official presidential nominee. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says some locations in the Southwest have been getting very hot.
We have seen temperatures reach above 110 degrees in areas and across portions of southern Nevada, Arizona. That would include Las Vegas, Phoenix. Both have topped out above 110.
But he does say there is a little bit of relief in store by the first of the week, maybe even a few showers. This is SRN News. Well, the world's largest children's book publisher releases a gay pride guide.
Scholastic says, quote, "We are experiencing an undeniable joyous boom of queer literature for children, and the company wants to make sure that schools buy lots of those books." The giant publisher's 2024 guide contains a long list of recommended books by homosexual authors, including ones aimed at kindergartners, such as My Mom's Love Me by Anna Membrino, a story about a child being raised by two women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Senate Republicans blocking legislation designed to protect women's access to contraception. They argue the bill was just a political stunt by Democrats in an election year. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrats trying to spotlight issues they believe can help them win the presidency and keep the Senate in November. This is SRN News.
Stock slips and Treasury yields rose sharply after the government released a jobs report whose headline numbers came in hotter than expected. Overall, the report suggests markets may have to wait even longer for interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve. GameStop, the struggling video game retailer at the center of the current meme stock craze, plunged 39% after reporting another loss and announcing plans to sell up to 75 million more shares. The Dow was down 87 points to finish at 38,798. The NASDAQ lost 40 to 17,133. The S&P 500 dropped 6 points to 5,346. New York oil fell 2 cents to $75.53 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.